Fat Man Scoop, 888-SHAVE45. That's 888-SHAVE45. Corey Guns, Lil Wayne, 6'7". Excuse me, Corey. What's up, bro?
I like
your development, man. Every time that I hear you, you get better and better and better.
I appreciate that a lot.
I like that, man. I like that a hell of a lot. Listen, you have to tell us, have you had an opportunity to get the revenge fuck?
Oh, man, you got me.
There has to be a chick that was like, whatever. Huh?
You're going to get me choked up later.
All right, so there has to be a chick. You don't have to say her name, but there has to be a chick that really was not checking for you. And then when she found out who you are and who you run with, she wanted to get at you. And I'm sure that you had to take that.
Oh, man.
Look, Corey, would I be real? Would I be real if I didn't ask you the real question?
Nah, of course. Honestly, I could say this, man. It's starting to happen now a lot too, man. I can definitely say that, and it has happened before, especially like girls I went to school with. That's like the most common. I bump into a few females that I went to school with at a public place. Like let's say for example, the movies. I went to the movies the other night. Excuse me, and saw somebody that I tried to talk to prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw me again, and basically, you know, I don't like sounding like that to be cocky. It's to my own home, but they're basically trying to, like, rekindle.
Listen. That's what fame is for. Fame is to have sex with women, man. That's just what it is. Like, come on. This is why you do this, Corey. Like, come on. Why you stay in the booth? You stay in the booth so you can get money. You get money so you can get fresh. You get fresh so you can drive a car. You drive a car so you can look good. You look good because you want to get women. Be proud of it.
You're right.
Okay? Well, why not? Speaking of women, what's the first thing you notice on a woman?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Speaking of women, what is the first thing that you notice on a woman?
The first thing I notice?
First thing.
She can't look like Mama Duke.
Okay. So she can't look like an old ass woman. Women, excuse me. I ain't got no weapon.
Mama Duke, the dog and shit. She got to look right.
She got to look right. Is there like...
Have a good conversation.
Is there a...
Saying that, I meet a lot of girls that look... They look good.
Mm-hmm.
And then you talk to them and they don't know 2 + 2.
Right. Because...
I'm not trying to get one of those.
No, listen. You got to understand one thing as a young man. Garbage does come in good packages. That's just the truth. Number two, me as a man, the first thing I look at is a woman's feet. If her feet are horrible, I already know what it is. Because if you don't take care of your feet, you don't take care of your house. I know that doesn't make sense, but that's just how I think.
I was just about to ask you how do you go with that.
Bro, we'll talk about it when we get on the phone behind the scenes. Listen, I want you to shout out anything you want to shout out. Take this minute to just do what you want to do.
Okay, thank you. I got mixtape coming out with DJ Greg Street.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bringing the guns out. That's coming in about another week. Of course, I want to thank everybody for showing support on 6 Foot 7 and supporting Young Money, Cash Money, and supporting Corey Guns. Since I've been anybody who's known me, I've been doing this since I've been young. This is what I've always wanted to do, and it's happened. And I appreciate anybody who's watching me develop, you know what I'm saying, and is in support of me. You know what I mean? I really appreciate it. So I just want to take time to shout out my whole militia family, my pops, Peter Guns, Lord Tariq. Anybody who ever rocked with Corey Guns, or anybody helping to show me support, every DJ, everybody at radio, everybody, almost every street DVD I've been on, everybody who's been showing me love. Anything that has anything with Corey Guns, has anything to do, excuse me, with Corey Guns being in the position that I'm in now, I appreciate them. First and foremost.
Well, that's what I wanted to hear. That's a smart way to end this interview. It's the best way that you need to move. You got to thank radio. You got to thank the people who make you, because it ain't like music is food and water. People don't need it. Hold on. I'm going to talk to you behind the scenes. Corey Guns. Listen, 888-SHAVE45. It's the SHAVE45 Morning Show.